The Starlink petition group was instrumental in applying pressure to alter the VSAT licence fee from £5,400 to £180. Most notably, the campaign, which spanned 18 months, included a public petition which was signed by over 2,000 people and presented to the Legislative Assembly. On the 3rd of November, VSAT licence applications were reopened to allow consumers to legally operate their Starlink terminals, with the provider also having a licence to conduct their services in the islands. With the primary objective met, Ollie Thompson speaks with spokesperson of the group, Brian Jameson, about the future of the petition group and what exactly Starlink Freedom Day means.
What that's really alluding to, Ollie, is the fact that you have the freedom, you have the ability to choose to make use of Sure as your internet provider, or if you're needing to, you can make use of Starlink. And there's absolutely no reason why you might not be able to make use of both of those suppliers. The freedom is simply having the freedom to make use of all of those things to help you do the work that you want to do.
Where did the £180 VSAT licence fee come from? Where did that figure come from?
So the idea would be that if you were in a situation where you had to choose between getting a Sure licence or getting a Starlink licence, then rather than paying £5,400, and the thinking of that figure had actually been to charge people the maximum amount of a tariff that Sure were offering. So we flipped that on its head, and rather than charge the maximum amount, we should be charged the minimum amount. Why on earth should anyone be charged the maximum for a product that is not useful to them, isn't a good fit? That just seemed crazy. So we flipped it on its head. We'd all love it to cost absolutely nothing, but you know, the realities of life and the realities of the existing legislation were such that we couldn't go down that route, not at all.
Well, I mean, what's the next steps for the Starlink petition group?
At the moment, we're actually doing quite a lot of ad hoc support and help to people who are trying to transition from accounts that they've maybe created in the UK or Chile.
Is there a sort of goals and a sort of a five-year plan or a three-year plan for the group at the moment, or is it all ad hoc, as you say, at the moment?
The Starlink petition group ostensibly is closed. It's done its job, and that's fantastic. What we're looking to do in terms of perhaps moving on and being of use to the Falklands is we're looking to set up a new organisation called Connected Falklands Group. And the idea of that would follow on from the petition and try to basically be a group that offers, you know, trying to actually marshal the facts and the observations and concerns that all of those people have. That's something where we hope we can be of help. And as you say, the comms is developing at such a fast rate.
So a final one from me, Brian. In terms of, you kind of touched upon it, on the election candidates, what do you see as the next big challenge, or is that too early to call at the moment in terms of telecommunications?
The things that are going to concern people, what might be replacing fixed line, if it's even appropriate to replace fixed line. Things like the ongoing improvements to mobile communications, making that more and more reliable, and actually having a better reach when you're out in camp. For us, I would say it's a little bit too early to call because we don't have that information completely planned. But it's gonna come out in the, you know, in the next few weeks, I suppose.
That was Brian Jameson of the Starlink Petition Group.